Good afternoon, everyone. We're here with another update, Megan and I, on May 4th, 2021. I will start with a COVID update. We have three residents that are positive. They reside on our memory care household, and they are all asymptomatic and will be retested this Friday, as well as the rest of the unit. So we will just keep you up to date with how that goes for testing. Employee update, we have five that are out with active COVID. There are a couple, I think two or three, that did have mild symptoms. And these five had not been vaccinated. We just do track that as far as the COVID for residents and employees, as far as if they have COVID and then if they were vaccinated or not. And as well, and as you all know, our memory care, all the residents were vaccinated. So with that being said, a vaccination update, we continue to have access to the vaccine supply through Monroe County. We have clinics every 1 or 2 weeks, depending upon the number of residents or employees that we have that have signed up that want to receive the vaccine. So we will continue that for as long as Monroe County offers that. And then if they changed, the state and the county have been talking about the vaccine. We do have a contract with our pharmacy, which is Omnicare, which is owned by CVS. So we are ready to transition if we needed to for our vaccine supply through Omnicare. We have 96% residents vaccinated. I've shared that with you before. And we are at about 67% employees that have been vaccinated here at the Jewish Home. And just to share, the New York State average for employee vaccination is 57%. So we are above the state average, which is really good news. And also in Monroe County, we are one of the top five nursing homes with the highest average for employee vaccinations. So we have had some employees have changed their minds about the vaccine. Like I said before, I do think that just time and somebody that knows somebody that has COVID and that has been had a significant illness or side effects from the COVID have changed people's mind. Around visitation, and I'll let Megan talk more about that. We are up, open, and going well. We did have some adjustments to make in the beginning, and I think people's first visit, it was a little delayed of just trying to get into the system and screening and where to go and stuff like that for the POC testing. But that's all going well, and it's very nice to see and hear of all of you reuniting with your loved ones. And that being said, I do want to talk a little bit, also a few minutes about our staff. And I've talked to you before about the challenges that we have had with maintaining nursing staff primarily. I mean, we are affected also by dining and housekeeping staff here at the Jewish Home. And throughout the pandemic, you know, we lost many dedicated, great employees for, you know, array of different reasons during the pandemic. And of course, organizations also lose, you know, some of the ones that you won't miss as much. So that the employees that are left here that have been through this pandemic and stuck it out with us, we are very, very thankful, extremely thankful that you have no idea. While they are also going through their own personal hardships or challenges during the pandemic, if it was, you know, death of a family member, sickness from COVID, children not being in school, children maybe being home left alone, and just overall, just things that happen in people's lives, if you can possibly imagine the stories, or I'm sure all of you have heard stories from other people. So when visiting, I just want to make sure that we are all here to support the staff that are here. And not complain to them about the staffing. It's not their fault. They don't have any control over it. We don't have any control over it. It's a national problem in healthcare, especially in nursing homes. So I would suggest, would probably say, how can I help you? How can I support you? And just a simple thank you goes a long, long way. Because really, frankly, it's a time that anybody in a nursing home, a nurse or a nursing assistant, if something happens, they can leave and they can find something else to do very easily. And you know what? They'll be okay. So we do want to just make sure that we preserve the people that are here and respect them And like I said, that they really stuck it out and stayed with us because they could have left. They could have went someplace else and made more money or had two different jobs or go on unemployment. So I have told you about the applications that we've had an uptick in, which is good news. That's still happening. I have a weekly recruitment meeting with our internal HR department and some other department directors. We have hired some nurses, which is a significant number. I believe it was like 4 started yesterday, and we have 7 in the next orientation. So we're very hopeful and excited about that. It seems like some of them came from a hospital system, and I think people ask me, why do you think people changed now or left? And I think people just had a chance to breathe and to relax and to reflect of where they were and where they came from and possibly how they were treated and maybe how whatever organization they came from, you know, dealt with COVID. So that's part of it. There is good word on the street about the Jewish home is from employees and as far as being how they're paid and how they're treated. So that word of mouth is a very, very important as far as people coming here to apply. So I have actually interviewed 3 this week, 2 nursing assistants and 1 nurse, I believe, just to help out the nursing administration department and HR. So that feels really good to do, to be able to do that, that we even have applications and that we have interviews. So like I said, we just need to all be very, very patient while we build up our workforce, because that's exactly what we're doing. We have to start all over again, and it'll take time. It could take a year, it could take maybe 2 years, I don't know. But I am, like I said, I am hopeful that it won't be too long. Another thing that also came up from just some nurses, nurse managers, about the vaccine, it's probably a good idea that we don't ask our employees or our staff if they've been vaccinated or question them. You know, this is a very personal decision, and somebody needs to make their own decision on their own terms. So us, you know, bullying them or probing them isn't helpful in making that decision. Like I said, I think people eventually come around for their own reasons that they want to receive the vaccine. So I don't think we're going to change their mind right away. The other thing I will tell you, I had a call with the other Shagra homes or Alliance homes, you know, St. Anne's, St. John's, Episcopal, Friendly Home. So we all talk weekly, and they're seeing the same, if not worse, staffing crisis in their own homes. And even some, if you even go to an agency, you can't even find any agencies that have any nursing staff. So it really is it's a major, you know, national crisis, especially around nursing homes, like I've said. So I just want to just keep talking to you about that and keeping you very well informed as far as what's going on, and that we all can, you know, get through this together. So with that being said, I will hand it over to Megan, and she will talk about some good things and good news around programming, visitation, and what's going on here at the Jewish home.
Thank you, Michelle, and good afternoon, everyone. So I'm just going to kick off with some visitation reminders and just, you know, really excited to see some faces that we haven't seen besides through glass in the last year. So reminder that, you know, visitation is open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, it's 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday and Sunday, it's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And again, we sent out that you can go right to jewishseniorlife.org, and right on that main page there, just click on scheduling a visit. We've had some really great feedback from family members that it's really easy to schedule and that they're really excited that they're able to put in their own appointments and change appointments as necessary. So that we can kind of look on the back end of this, and it looks like people are using it and that it's going really well. So that's just kind of an update, again, how to schedule a visit and our visitation hours. Just like Michelle said, with all the different Shagra homes, everyone has a little bit of a different process, but I've heard great feedback too, and we're really appreciative of our family members that are taking advantage of the fact that we do have the POC test here that it's just so easy to do. You know, it's free. We get you in and out, and it's just kind of the extra safety measure as we continue through this pandemic. We never know what turns could happen. So we really appreciate your willingness to just stop down to the EBA room and get tested. So again, that seems to be growing really well. And then, you know, making sure that you're wearing your face masks and the face shield in common areas. So we really encourage that when you come in, after you get tested, you head up to, you know, the tower, to your loved one's room, or off to the cottages and visit with your family member in their room. But if you are going to come off the unit in a common area, say down to the street of shops or out, that you're being mindful of keeping, you know, socially distanced from other residents and visitors here. So just kind of being mindful of that 6 feet with your face mask and face shield on. And then other things that are going on in regards to engagement. Today I was so excited. The art room was open for the first time. So we have residents that are participating in creative arts class today. That also comes along with the fact that we have a few volunteers that have come back and they're following certain policies and procedures to make sure that they're keeping safe, keeping your loved ones safe, but also it's a great support in starting these programs back up. So we've got the art room, Cafe Shalom is also back open. We continue to do luncheons. We've got entertainers that are coming back into the building this week. And again, just to reassure anyone that that might be exciting, but also that they're concerned about that. They have to go through the screening process, and that we are, you know, mandating that they get tested as well before they go upstairs. And we're even starting talking about doing different things like scenic tours. So, you know, being able to take our residents and see some things out in the community as well. And as the weather is turning, with, you know, spring and hopefully, you know, summer here, the sun was out a little bit ago, just having more entertainment and different activities outside. We do have one of our wonderful recreation assistants that is also an Eagle Scout, and he chose us to do his community service project. So he is making cornhole and large Connect Four boards and tic-tac-toe for all of our outdoor spaces. So when you're here to visit with your loved one, that's something you can also participate in. The last thing that I wanted to say for today was Mother's Day. So happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. And then for all of our residents that are also moms or grandmas. And we will be having a very large flower delivery from Kittleburgers this weekend. So all of the residents are going to be able to enjoy some really nice arrangements in their common areas. All your loved ones will be receiving a flower at their lunch meal. Brian Hudson, our chef here at the Jewish Home, is going to be working very hard along with Scott, the sous chef, out in the cottages to provide a really nice Mother's Day luncheon. Visitation is open. And then if you're with your loved one at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and you won't be probably here at that point, but 7 p.m., we're going to be having entertainment on our internal channel 71. So all good things that are happening. Thank you again for all of your support, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon. That concludes our call for today. Take care.